Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When you wake up in the morning and the light has hurt your head, the first thing
Welcome
you
back
do
to Week 3 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Mark Gorlin, our new friend, but not for long. He's the founder and the CEO of Rhodey, Rhodey.com. He's a serial entrepreneur, folks, and he's got the chops and the track record to prove it. Mark, I want you to talk to us a little bit about, by the way, Rhodey.com, I think I said that. That's a crowdsourced delivery service, folks. You need to check that out. It's pretty interesting. And if you're a small business owner, you might need them. So you might want to check out their services. Mark, if they go to the website, can they find where you have delivery people ready to go?
Yeah, they can go onto the website, sign up for a sender account, and literally within 5 minutes be ready to send. And if you got all the small businesses out there that are trying to figure out a way to compete with Amazon and set up delivery, go on the website and sign it up. If you have any trouble, my email is mg@rhodey.com. Email me and I'll put you in touch with someone to help get you set up.
All right. What if they want to be a driver, a delivery person?
You could also, when you go on to Rhodey.com, there's a link for small business that'll take you down the right path. If you want to be a driver, go on to, either the iTunes, go on to the App Store on your iPhone or Google Play if you have an Android device, and look up Rhodey Delivery. Download it. Again, within 5 to 7 minutes, you sign up as a driver, and you can be delivering in no time and offering on gigs. But it is a little bit different than Uber, as you described it, because you offer. You know exactly what you're getting. If I'm your Uber driver, I don't know exactly where you want to go. I'm just being sort of told what to do.
So you know before you leave what your
drill
job is.
From Home Depot. And most importantly, what you're going to get paid.
Exactly. So let's talk about what you're seeing out there. I've been thinking recently, one of the things that most people aren't talking about now, except us, is what is the next edition? What's the next round of business startups? I mean, I would think it'd be tough to start a business right now. It's tough to keep a business, let alone start one. I wonder what this shutdown, this pandemic, is doing to the entrepreneurship of energy in America. What do you think?
It's entrepreneurs. I mean, it's never been easy being one. Now it's no different time. And, it's been tough because a lot of businesses have had to shut down, but it's also fueled this entrepreneurial spirit everywhere. Neighborhood businesses. I mean, I look at my own neighborhoods in Atlanta. There's a taco shop called Bell Street Burrito. And within 5 days of the pandemic hitting, because no one could come in, they had all the food, they literally were giving out a roll of toilet paper with everybody that ordered something over $20. So if you got a burrito bowl and some tacos, you got toilet paper. There's gyms that moved all their equipment out into the parking lot so people could still work out. And other gyms where people couldn't get into that rented all their equipment out to their customers so they could figure out a way to stay in business. I love the way that people figured it out. We deliver for a lot of cake companies. So Piece of Cake in Atlanta, if you ever had a Nothing Bump cake, they're nationwide. But I'll tell you what, people love themselves cake during a pandemic because they've been eating the hell out of it. And we've been delivering it everywhere.
You're making me hungry. Stop it. No, and please don't tell me they make German chocolate cakes, because I couldn't handle that.
I got a red velvet that was just delicious. And we lost them all over the country.
Do your worst. So you got some other stories. Keep telling us some stories. But these are people. What the stories you're telling us are people who have pivoted. They've looked at reality in front of them and they said, okay, we're going to make some lemonade, right?
Yeah, they really have. I mean, I love those stories because you look up and what are you going to do? I mean, we have a We work with Delta Airlines beyond delivering bags, but also with Delta Cargo, where you can literally have something picked up in another city, brought to the airport, flown somewhere, and then Rody picks it up and brings it where it needs to be. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just the other week, there's a mango company that needed to get mangoes up to Atlanta, dropped off at the airport, flew it to Atlanta from Fort Myers, and it shows up in Atlanta. Rody's on the way to get it an hour after it leaves Fort
wow.
Myers in Atlanta. I mean, it's almost like magic, like one of those Star Trek transporters. You can mm-hmm. just take it from one place to the other when you connect, you know.
And is the payment done internally? I mean, like if I order this, if somebody delivers it for me, is it all handled through, you know, a credit card online, like if I do a ride sharing type of deal?
Yeah, if you're sending things, you can put a credit card in there and get started. I mean, if you're a small business that has a lot of volume, because sometimes small businesses have more volume than some of the bigger businesses.
Mm-hmm.
We're certainly able to connect you technically to the account. If you set up a store on Shopify or anywhere else, you know, we have open APIs where you can connect and you know, have the gig sent to us automatically. Because we believe small businesses need to focus on what they're doing and not
Absolutely.
Technology per se.
You Absolutely.
Need to make it easy for them to send us gigs and get things delivered so they can do what they do best.
Hey, Mark, I got to wrap it up, but good job today. This has been a great visit. Will you come back?
Absolutely, anytime.
Yeah, we've enjoyed having you here. Congratulations on your great success with Rody. Serial entrepreneur Mark Gorlin, ladies and gentlemen. We'll get him back another day. There's so much we can learn from him, and we will. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassing. Here's Jerry and the Pacemakers. Take us out.
Because this land's the place I love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.